welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. It is Monday, May 12th, 2014. And yes, the front page of my website has been hacked. We're trying to fix it right now during our commercial breaks. They always seem to want to do these things just before I'm ready to go on the air, so I can't divide my time. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And greetings to all you wrong-headed Americans who are listening to the show. And that's not my judgment. That is coming from the President of the United States, Barack Obama. Because apparently at the end of last week, during a speech, he basically said that anybody who doesn't trust the government is wrong-headed. You are just inferior human beings, and just calls on Americans to trust government more. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Obama, but trust is something that must be earned, not demanded. And after all the lies we're getting, why on earth would anybody with any brains trust this government any longer? And by the way, the current polls are nobody trusts Obama, nobody trusts the Congress, nobody trusts the government as a whole. We ran a poll ourselves, something like 98% responded, no, we cannot trust this government at all. It lies about everything. And so apparently Obama's thrashing out and realizing they have lost the war for the minds of America. They can't control what you're thinking any longer, and you're thinking those double plus ungood thoughts that are contrary to their policies. But of course, in Obama's view, that makes you wrong-headed. Loyal Americans will believe the bovine excrement, because otherwise the terrorists will win. Harumph, 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 harumph. Speaking of government bovine excrement, Obama's already out there talking about global warming. We got to have a carbon tax. It's snowing in Colorado right now as I speak these words. Snowing all across several states there out in the Midwest. Major surprise, late spring, almost to the edge of, we're almost to the edge of summer. And it's snowing. And they're still out there pushing that whole global warming nonsense because Obama's desperate for carbon taxes to make up for the money they thought they were going to get from Obamacare and are not. By the way, a reminder, back in 2007, when Al Gore won his Nobel Peace Prize for Inconvenient Truth, he declared the Arctic would be ice-free in the summer of 2014. So he's got about, just a few more weeks to make it happen. And of course, the reality is the Arctic is not ice-free. It was another absolute piece of junk propaganda to sell you this lemon here. In fact, the Antarctic sea ice anomaly is approaching the largest ever recorded. Over in Wyoming, they're now rejecting the science standards being imposed under Common Core, primarily because of the global warming components. They're one of the states that has dealt with a crushing winter this last year. All right, so a quick program note. Joining us in our third hour today is Marianne Azizi, and she'll be talking about abuses of family law in Israel. She's in the third hour tomorrow. We had to reschedule this. Nathan Foulkes, Hollywood producer, is going to be talking about what he sees in the Boston bombing propaganda that makes it obvious that, too, was a hoax and a lie. Now, getting on to the important story, over this last weekend, several cities in eastern Ukraine held referendums for independence. It was a landslide victory for the independence movement. Better than 80%. When was the last time anybody in this country won an election with an 80% majority? And this is going to be followed probably within the next week by referendums of joining with Russia. As of right now, the new governments formed in eastern Ukraine have declared their independence and are viewing these military forces coming in from Kiev, which includes 400 hired U.S. mercenaries being paid to kill Ukrainian citizens who don't want to obey that unelected government in Kiev. And the new governments in eastern Ukraine are viewing these military forces as an invading, occupying army. Apparently there was a huge, huge turnout for this election over the weekend. The U.S. is already saying, oh, it's all fake. It's all fake. This Russia's doing this. Russia stuffed the ballot box. It's you can't trust those elections over there. Mind you, this is in the country where George Bush II got 4,000 votes in an election district in Iowa with only 800 registered voters. And Obama got 106% of the possible votes in a couple of election districts in Pennsylvania. So they're out there screaming, oh, our elections are good and their elections are bad. It has been caught on videotape where Ukrainian National Guardsmen were shooting at people lined up to vote in the referendum. In fact, there were several reports of polling places being destroyed, set on fire, and bombed by the junta in Kiev. Now, we ran a little poll on our website, in fact, it was last night. If a Ukraine-style referendum were held in the U.S., would you vote for independence? 97% said yes, they would. And this is the reason the U.S. government is pushing so hard on Ukraine, not because of the assets in eastern Ukraine, but because there's a whole new global response to this U.S. game of regime change. And that is, yeah, you've changed our regime. It's not our government anymore. We're not going to be part of it. We're going to break off and form our own new nation. And the more that idea spreads, the less and less effective the regime change agenda becomes. And that's why the U.S. government is just totally in a panic about this right now. Let's see. Russia, not surprisingly, has recognized the results of the referendums in Donetsk and Luhansk, which are the two large cities. Over here in the overthrowing nation, it's quite the opposite. In fact, William Hague, Great Britain's foreign secretary, basically said these referendums have zero credibility. And then he goes on to say that only he and others in the government can set up legal votes. In other words, if you get together and hold an election for what you yourself want, it's illegitimate. Now, this is a direct contradiction to the United Nations Charter, which grants to all human beings on Earth the right to self-determination of their government. And Great Britain, as a member of the United Nations, has signed that charter and agreed to abide by it. But they're in a panic. People are voting themselves new nations. And so Hague is out there saying, no. The only elections that are legitimate are the ones that we set up and we control, and our vote riggers are in there to guarantee the outcome. And I would remind Hague of John F. Kennedy's statement, when peaceful revolution becomes impossible, violent revolution becomes inevitable. Article coming on out of RINF.com, the blood-soaked United States has no business opposing sovereignty plebiscites, and they don't. Again, the United Nations Charter. In the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, people have a right to self-determination of their government. And if the government that is trying to control them is unelected or stole the election or was installed by coup d'etat, the people are under no obligation whatsoever to obey that. Right now, the United States, which 2 months ago was saying that the overthrow of the elected government in Kiev represented democracy in action, is now having to take the attitude of, we're bigger than you are and we have more guns, so you just do what we tell you to do. And that absolute hypocrisy, that double standard, is destroying what little remains of U.S. government's credibility and moral authority around the world. The German intelligence service and the German media are confirming there are 400 Academy mercenaries, Academy is the latest name for Blackwater, fighting in eastern Ukraine against the Ukrainian people to try and kill enough of them where the rest will say, all right, we agree to enslave ourselves to the junta in Kiev. That's the reality of what the United States is doing right now. And I can almost predict right now that the U.S. will attempt to revive the memory of the American Civil War about how right Lincoln was to go in and reconquer the Confederacy when they wanted to break off, which is the subject for much historical debate. But regardless of whether it was right or wrong back then, the reality is that the United States of America has signed the U.N. Charter, which means they recognize a right to self-determination of all people to choose their own government. We got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to try and fix the website. We'll be right back.
Oh yeah. If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to grab a quick phone call. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Aloha. Welcome to Monday.
Yes, yep. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Ukraine and these Academy Blackwater XE, whatever they're calling themselves now, operations in Ukraine. Well, recently over the weekend I found out this corporation, this limited company, actually, is registered in Barbados. I will be paying them a visit.
I certainly hope
they
so.
They won't like me paying them a visit.
Take lots of pictures. What can I tell you?
Well, I have all the documentation where they registered the company in White Park House. In Bridgetown, Barbados, I've got all the company executives' names, the changes in the company executives, all the people. They won't like me.
Well, good. It's not like anybody likes them right now. They've got a vile reputation. They first surfaced back during Iraq, kind of a left-handed approach to that, where apparently the local Iraqis caught some of the Blackwater types engaging in undercover assassinations out of uniform, and they basically strung them up on a bridge. The U.S. tried to spin it that the Iraqis were hanging American troops, but these weren't regular army soldiers. These were the mercenaries operating behind enemy lines without a uniform, which under the laws of war, technically they're operating as spies, and spies can be killed on detection. That's the way the rules are set up.
Under the common law of Barbados, mercenaries are illegal. They are
There somebody needs to get a lawyer and get after them. Then, I mean, imagine they.
I intend to point this out to the Attorney General here in Barbados and see if we can get them closed down.
They'll just move someplace else. But yeah, let's get a little harassment kind of going after them. John, I got to let you go. Our phone line is kind of flaky today, and I'm going to switch over to Casey in South Korea. Aloha, Casey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
And so, Michael. I have two questions. One was, I know you bring up like last summer as far as Zimmerman and Kokesh goes, and I'm just curious, like your thoughts on Kokesh. Do you think that all along he's kind of a plant? Do you think he was someone that was genuine, that they wanted to use what he was doing? Or, I mean, do you have any general thoughts? I'm just curious.
Well, Adam Kokesh, he's definitely a tireless self-promoter. And that's one reason to suspect that maybe he was part of the controlled opposition, that he's basically funded and supported to come on out here, claim to be a leader of the American independence movement, and then lead them into doing something very stupid. Or it is entirely possible that he's genuine in his ambitions, and he simply had his organization infiltrated and somebody fed him this idea. Not really sure one way or the other. It's the end result that to me absolutely looked like they were trying to get some kind of an event going to suspend the Second Amendment, to disarm the American people by proving how dangerous those American wrong-headed thinkers really are.
Okay, it sounds like that would have been very dangerous for sure. And then the second question I had, I've mentioned before, I'm out of the country since 2008. I would love to come back. My idea was to make a small business, which these days aren't so good, but I was going to sit out and wait to see what happens to the end of 2016. And knowing that New Hampshire is your home state, I'm curious about the Free State Project. And I'm wondering, like, what your thoughts are on that, slash if there are any states out there that you think are doing the good thing these days. Like, are there any above average that you think? And if you have any thoughts on the Free State
Project.
Well,
that depends on what measure you're talking about. I mean, a lot of states now have ad hoc movements talking about secession and restoration of states' rights versus the federal government, and it's building to a head. Obviously, the situation in Nevada, up in Idaho, down along the Red River in Texas, there's the beginning of a pushback from all of the state governments. At some point, there's going to be a confrontation where the federal government is going to literally do to one of the United States what Kiev is now doing in eastern Ukraine, send in the tanks and the guns and say, look, you do what we tell you or we're going to kill you, which is, of course, not what the United States is supposed to be all about. So it's a very, very tense situation. We could see revolution or a civil war in this country by the end of the year.
Or hopefully something good will happen. But yeah, it seems like anything can happen.
Well,
I
prefer the Federal Reserve and the economy to collapse and take the federal government with it, and then we start a whole new country going back to the original Constitution and the Bill of Rights and that 13th Amendment. That's a good one to keep. And basically start from there, the way the Russian republics rebuilt themselves following the collapse of the Soviet Union.
Do you think it would be, and I'll jump off after this, just a quick question. Do you think it would be led by people in states, or do you think that there are some people in government that might be set up to
I think it has to be led from the grassroots. That's the only way to guarantee that a new nation is going to be serving the American people, is for the American people to set it up themselves. Now, obviously, William Hague is going to disagree with me, and they're going to say, oh, well, we're the politicians from the old failed government. Trust us. We'll set up a whole new government for you, and we'll set up the election by which you'll vote your approval of us. It's a guarantee they're going to try and do that. There's a lot of talk already about this new constitutional convention already being hijacked by the same power players that have corrupted and destroyed the current government and economic system. And I'll tell you this, when we reach that point, I am absolutely adamant that we not allow another privately owned central bank in charge of the nation's money supply. It cannot be allowed to happen, or it simply resets the same disaster to occur another few generations into the future.
Well, great to chime in and hear this. And I'm so personally opposed to debt. I mean, I don't have any personal debt, and the more Americans that get away from that, I think is great. And again, keep up the good work, and nice to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much. You need to understand something. A lot of Americans are trying to get out of debt, trying to pay down their credit cards and the rest of it. But you understand the banks can't let that happen, because since all of the currency in circulation entered circulation as a loan at interest, if there's no debt, there's no currency. That's the way it's done by the Federal Reserve. And so as more and more Americans struggle to get out of debt, the bankers are trying to find more and more ways to shove you into debt. This student loan situation where colleges raise their fees way, way beyond what the rate of inflation would justify in order to force students onto student loans. The entire system is set up to somehow shove you onto debt and keep you there for the rest of your life, because that is what props up this whole economy. All righty, so moving right along here and getting back to Ukraine, the European Union is refusing to recognize the result of the referendums in East Ukraine. See, the whole West is standing up saying, no, you can't vote yourself independent. And they're out there saying there's no democratic legitimacy to an election that says they don't want to follow their bosses any longer. By the way, a little embarrassment over the weekend, CNN was putting up a graphic illustrating the Eastern Ukraine referendums, and the arrow from the sign was actually pointing at Pakistan. And it's another reminder that the corporate media has lost so much money, so much advertising, so much audience. They're hiring minimum wage or worse interns to do all their news broadcasts, and they continue to see more and more of these mistakes. And I'm not saying that I don't make mistakes over at whatreallyhappened.com, but I'm a two-person operation. Myself and the lovely lady Claire, that's it. We don't have a staff. It's funny, I actually got email from a potential advertiser the other day saying, could you direct me to your director of business development? I said, this is it. Director of business development, emptier of waste baskets, washer of windows, so forth. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling.
You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. David in California. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Yeah, up in Northern California, in Siskiyou County particularly, there's actually a couple movements. One's the state of Jefferson, but many people that were in that movement saw that, well, even if you would have to go to courts or something to get permission from the same system to get out of the system. So other people did research and realized we were been incorporated since 1871. And so this other movement's called the Republic of Jefferson, or Jefferson Republic. And it has to do with really getting out of the whole system, realizing that the monetary system is corrupt, the Federal
Reserve. Well, there is a way to get out of the whole system. And we did that back in 1776. William Hague's claim that only the government can hold legal elections is basically a way of keeping themselves in control of the entire system, regardless of the wishes of the people. And when you have a government that reaches that point where you have to get their permission to try and leave the system, of course they're never going to grant it. There's always going to be an excuse or some kind of a fiction that says, no, you have to legally stay here.
That's why we're having an election on June 3rd for we the people. We're not asking them for permission.
So good for you.
Yeah, and so, whether it would pass or not, I don't know, but we keep going forward. And we had a big meeting in this local town the other night, Friday night. But a lot of the progressives don't get it. They buy into the Federal Reserve, like thinking it's a legitimate thing. So, and they're anti-war, and they're sincerely anti-war, a lot of them, and I am too. It's just, starting the war. I'm into truly defensive if someone truly attacks. attacked us. I'm not against war if you have to defend yourself.
Yeah, but the United States has not been attacked since 1941, and Roosevelt goaded the Japanese into doing it.
No,
so,
I agree with you. I totally agree that we want to get out of that system. But I get a kick out of the so-called progressives that support the biggest corporation, which is the United States government, as far as I know, by thinking it's legitimate and then going against movements like this. I'm going, where are you guys at? And when the guy was so nice that was orchestrating the meeting, he talked to one of the progressives. He said, if this does pass, I want you to come in. He was like, we got to be inclusive. We can't, anyways, I'm just letting you know that there's a movement up here.
There's a lot of movements. Secession movement in Texas. There are several out west. In fact, in the 1990s, there was a group called the Western States Coalition, which seems to be reviving in the wake of the incident at the Bundy Ranch. We've got a couple of secession movements here in Hawaii that are all operating on the basis that the U.S. government annexation of Hawaii was illegal. And even the U.S. government admits that true. And back during the Clinton administration, Clinton signed a public law saying, yeah, we stole your country and we feel really bad about it. We're not going to give it back, but, we do feel really bad.
Well, you went off.
Hello? Okay, we're having a lot of problems with our phone lines today. All righty, now then, speaking of revolution, there may already be one happening close to home that the corporate media is dead set. You don't realize, and it's happening down in Mexico. As we know, Mexico's government has been totally co-opted by the drug criminals down there. They've been engaged in a program to try and disarm the ordinary Mexican people so the Mexican people can't stand up to the drug criminals or the police officers. But more and more, we are seeing Mexican citizens arming themselves and taking on the violent drug criminals and the local corrupt governments. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that meets the definition of a popular uprising. But we don't want the American people to know about it because it might give them double plus ungood ideas. Now, getting back to the topic of U.S. government lies, they're still pounding on this whole Boko Haram kidnapping of girls in Nigeria to sell as sex slaves, and they're pushing this out, and it's really kind of weird. Michelle Obama was out there with a photo with the hashtag for Twitter, and Barack Obama's out there saying he's heartbroken over these 276 girls. This from the president of a nation that is starving its own children on a daily basis, but he's heartbroken over the 276 Nigerian girls. This is another piece of propaganda to sell you another war. Since 9/11, the United States has broken agreements to ending poverty. And as a result, children are starving to death, especially in these areas invaded by the United States of America, and they come in and regime change, take over, say, we'll take care of your starving children, and they never do. And the children in these invaded, conquered nations are starving to death. But these Nigerian girls, that's a tragedy. We must do so. We must go into Nigeria and save those girls. Now, remember, the government of Nigeria itself announced that all these girls had been returned to their homes weeks ago, and then under pressure from the U.S. government, retracted that statement. And now there's a new scandal. If you're out there on Twitter following hashtag bringbackOurGirls, which is the big marketing hook they have for this. They've had all these photos of these beautiful young girls and everything, and it turns out they're not Nigerian. And these girls being shown in these Twitter posts are not abducted. And these pictures were picked up off of Twitter. They're all over the corporate media. And it turns out these images were all basically stolen, copyright violation, from a National Geographic photographer, Amy Vitale. And they're her photos that she shot in Afghanistan and Ethiopia and Tibet, but not Nigeria. So these photos being spread all over the social media and all over the corporate media are not Nigerian girls. They're not abducted. They simply grabbed some pictures of girls they thought people would respond to, and they put them out there. It's just more propaganda. And it is. They're using fraud, lies, and deception to sell you an invasion of Nigeria that's been planned since 2008. By the way, speaking of Africa, as AFRICOM goes into more and more of these countries, and they go in and do regime change, and they're trying to buy their way in with these various front groups, countries like Uganda, Ghana, Mozambique, Kenya, and Tanzania. Over the last 10 years, much of that money that was supposedly sent into these countries to raise the standard of living for the African people got siphoned off, stolen. It's out in tax havens. There's been a huge amount of overbilling. Apparently, plastic buckets were being billed to the American taxpayer for $972 each. It's just another money-making scam under the guise of, we must help those poor, suffering people. And the only ones being helped are the authors of the scam. Another drone strike up in Yemen has killed six Al-Qaeda suspects. Of course, they're only called Al-Qaeda suspects by the U.S. There's no proof that they're Al-Qaeda. There's no proof they've actually done anything wrong. It's just terror from the skies deployed by the United States of America, trying to do the same thing to all these other countries with drones that Hitler did to Great Britain with the V1 and V2. Terrorize the population into accepting a change of government. And it didn't work in Great Britain. It's certainly not working so far in all these other countries, but Obama continues to push this particular agenda. Now, the reporter who did the Newsweek article about how Israeli spying is completely out of control in this country, it's over the red line, and basically the article was written to argue against Israel's request to have visa-free travel privileges into the United States of America. And a lot of insiders in the nation's intelligence agencies are saying, wait a minute, we have to know who's coming and going from Israel because so many of them are spies engaged in actions detrimental to the United States of America. And, of course, Israel came out and said, we never spy on the United States of America, which is nonsense. You've got Jonathan Pollard. You've got the AIPAC spy scandal. You've got the dancing Israelis who were arrested on 9/11 turned out to be Mossad agents. In fact, just before 9/11, the FBI uncovered the largest foreign spy ring ever found inside the United States working for Israel. And Israel wants to go on stealing business secrets, processes, the rest of it. And they want to not have to bother with visas to make their crimes that much harder to find. So they went out on this screed against this Newsweek reporter about how he's just being an anti-Semite and he's replaying old cruel stereotypes. And the Newsweek reporter is now out there defending himself saying, look, I'm reporting on the facts of the case. And these are the facts. And facts are not racist. Israel will claim they are. Yes, we're doing this to the Palestinians, but you're racist for mentioning it. That's been their defense for 60 years now. All righty, we're coming up on a commercial break. I know we've got calls waiting on the line. I'm going to come back to them after this commercial break. But a very cogent question asked by RIMF.com. Is Israel's case against Iran collapsing? Yeah, they've been screaming bombs since 1980. Hasn't happened yet. We'll be right back.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go right to the phones. James in North Carolina. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes.
James?
Aloha.
Yes, there you are.
Good morning,
okay.
Vince. It's still... Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, you keep cutting in
Hello?
And out. Could you? Yes.
Oh.
You're on the air.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah, we seem to have a bad phone connection. Can you talk a little closer to the microphone on the headset?
All right. Yeah, what I wanted to ask about on the Republicans have managed to get a resolution through to have another hearing on Benghazi, and they seem to have a real knack for snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, and I just have a feeling they'll probably flub this one as well and come up empty-handed. I'm just wondering, do you know of any tactics or any specific ways you think that they could get the information, which I think is the case, is that you said it was a botched kidnapping, and there are others that have made that statement, including a 4-star admiral.
Yes.
I just get the sinking feeling that the Republicans will be cowed into watering this down and just basically getting nowhere again. I'm just wondering if you had any thoughts on any strategy that might be useful to them.
Well, I don't think the Republicans are going to get to the bottom of Benghazi. This actually is an election year stunt. Where the Republicans are smelling blood in the water from the IRS scandal, from the Obamacare debacle, And they're basically trying to find one more nail to hammer into the coffin of the Democrats going into November. And remember what I've said before about there being two kinds of secrets in Washington, D.C. There's the little secrets and the scandals that are the fodder for political campaigns back and forth, illicit affairs and so forth. And then there are the great secrets that, if they became known to the American public, would delegitimize the entire government and bring it down, like the Kennedy assassination, the fraud behind 9/11, the big lie behind human-caused global warming, although that one's pretty obvious. And I don't think even the Republicans want the real story about Benghazi to come out if it was a botched election year false flag on the part of Obama. They're not going to want that to come out, not because they're protecting Obama, but because they're protecting themselves. Because that kind of a scandal at this day and age, where the American people are already completely mistrustful of the government, that could be the final blow that brings the whole system crashing down. There may be a lot of Republicans who don't know what was really going on, and when they get really close, they may be warned off and saying, we can't. So they're going to go through the motions of an investigation. They're going to dump the blame for the cover-up on Obama and Hillary Clinton, but they're not going to get into the root of what actually happened. It's going to be a repeat of the 9/11 investigation, where everybody was focused on security lapses and failures and not what actually happened that very day. So, good that the Republicans are doing this, but I'm not really expecting them to get at the heart of the matter, because they would lose their own jobs if they did so. Okay?
It would only happen by accident, if it did.
Yeah, it could happen by accident. We could have a whistleblower come forward. In fact, I would be very, very sensitive and aware of anybody who was close to that Benghazi situation suffering mysterious deaths or suspicious deaths right now, because we're at that point where the wet work starts up. James, I'm going to let you go. We're going to take a phone call from Ralph in California. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How you doing, sir?
Doing fine.
Okay. This is what I'm calling is regarding, you brought up the about Mexico, possible civil war.
Yes.
Okay. Well, my wife knows a parent, well, her kids are friends with my daughter, and they go to Mexico like during the summer. That's where they're from, but they come here for schooling. And her husband, I guess, does work back and forth, primarily in Mexico. And they live in a city that's relatively too safe. So the moms, wish they could stay here, but the father wants them over there in the summer. But my wife told me that the military is teaching the people there in that city, I guess it's a small little community, how to fight, because they're kicking out all the police officers because they're all corrupt.
Yes.
So just let you know, to confirm what you're talking about, yeah. And so the military is actually showing people how to defend themselves.
Well, again, when you have the people who are pushed to the point where they take up arms to start dealing with the violent drug criminals and the corrupt police and the corrupt local officials, that's the beginning of a revolution. And I'm sure it's going to get zero coverage in the American corporate media, because it's one thing to have regime change and revolutions happening on the other side of the world, but to have it happening right across that southern border, the political ramifications are going to be intense. First of all, there's going to be a call to basically close down that southern border for once and for all and stop this flood of illegals coming in. And second of all, the American people are going to be thinking, okay, this is truly a global phenomenon where the people of nations are rising up and kicking out their governments. Okay? I think we lost Ralph. All right, we're going to try Steve in California. The phones are really acting up here today. Steve, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I'm actually watching a little bit of C-SPAN today, and I saw that Congressman from Florida, John Mica, I guess it's pronounced that way, was referring to, talking about the marijuana issue, saying it's a gateway drug. And I think science has proven that that's false. But and I just had to go back to remembering the interview on Jimmy Fallon with President Obama, where he openly stated in front of a young crowd, trying to look hip, trying to look cool, stated that he did a little weed and he did a little blow, smoked a little weed and did a little blow.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think about his policies about the drugs in this country, the problem we have, and his enforcement of drug policies. And then, of course, it's okay for him to do so when he was young. But just the hypocrisy on that. And
let me take the other position here, because I don't think our drug policy should be decided by anybody who's not experienced them themselves and understands what they do and how addictive they are. And I get really tired of these people who stand up and say, I've never even been near illegal drugs, but I know how we're going to solve this problem. And it's just absolutely absurd. Now, that being said, America's drug policy is not about public health. It's all about protecting the profits of certain favored groups. You've got the CIA that's trucking in the cocaine into this country. You've got the tobacco and alcohol companies. They fear the rise of marijuana as cutting into their profits. The CIA does not want meth to take hold in this country, because meth can be made locally. It doesn't have to be imported, and that of course is going to cut into their covert funding mechanism for a lot of what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, one other question. I agree with you. It makes sense. The other question is, looking on your website today, or actually the RBN's website, it talked about the Postal Service posts $1.9 billion loss despite its efficiency efforts. Do you think we will ever see the government finally admit that they can't do this? It's not working. They keep increasing the price of a stamp. It's inefficient, big government as usual, and they can't. There will never be an end to this debt. Will it ever be privatized?
Well, it's partly privatized, but still under government supervision. But you're right. Everything the government touches turns into a boondoggle, because politicians themselves don't know how to run businesses for the most part. They don't know how to manufacture. They don't know how to lay roads. They don't know how to do any of that stuff. It's a multi-generational permanent ruling class of people who know how to stand up, look good in very expensive clothes, and speak well to the camera, and that's it. By and large, we have very little real talent in Congress. I mean, obviously, Dr. Ron Paul was an exception to that, and that's what made him such a good congressman. Cynthia McKinney, same thing. The Congress is supposed to represent we the people, but Congress is made up entirely of rich people and lawyers. And that's not a representative cross-section of the United States of America or of its necessary skills. And that's why they botch these things up continuously. They don't know what they're doing. Yes.
One last question real quick. Do you think Ben Carson will be taken serious as a candidate if he decides to run?
I don't know enough about him to be able to say one way or the other. We got to take a break for our top of the hour segment. We'll be right back.
Financial